Coach, just from your standpoint on getting Mark back tomorrow, thoughts on, you know, how good the Brian Little line has been and kind of the 1-2 punch now that you have going into this one?
Right after Mark went down, a bunch of good things happened for us. Blake's play in the middle, but Brian Little's line, their role got changed. When they came off the bench got changed, and they played against the other team's best. I've talked about Nicky Ehlers, but and rightfully so in terms of his defensive play, but that line had to do both, produce a little bit, but play against the other team's best, and that was true when Adam was in the lineup. So we've had a number of people kind of have to get play against the other team's best, and for us to win, be better than they are. And now Mark comes back, so it's another option on the bench to run your lines to even some minutes out a little bit.
Can you tell us about the absences of both Hutchinson and Myers today?
Yeah, Michael took a puck in the morning skate 2 days ago. Was fine, and then started feeling unusual after yesterday's skate, so he got tested. He has a concussion. He's in the program. Brendan just got a little bit banged up in the game, skated yesterday, was sore today, so he'll be back, we think, on the ice tomorrow. I don't have him in the lineup for tomorrow's game.
Myers is okay?
Myers is good, yeah.
St. Louis always brings the best out in your team. You kind of do the same with them. Just a thought on getting to go again. Two games that have both been shutouts, one each.
And I liked both our games, and I'm sure their team felt the same way. I liked our game in St. Louis. We lost that, but played very well. Played exceptionally well at home here. They've got a healthy group now for the most part. Two real powerful lines. Underneath that is two pretty good grinding lines and a real nice back end. So the games are similar style, so they are fast, but they're also physical, which makes for good hockey. And they've been, you come to the rink knowing that that's the game that's going to be played. So there's an energy, I think, that both teams bring. Correct.
Paul, what does it say about either the equipment goaltenders have these days or the way guys are shooting pucks that's now two goaltenders you've had get concussed from, I guess, friendly fire? And
unusual run. The one that got Hutch was a tip in front of the net. It was a shot along the ice that came up on him. I don't know if it says anything. I think some of these are just unusual runs, right? You'll go a long stretch and nobody gets an injury, and then you're home, you've got lots of rest, and you start racking up injuries. I don't know that there's a theme to it. I remember watching Dominic Hasek practice and trying to stop pucks with his head and screaming at the players to one-time it, and he was leaning into the shots. We're encouraging them. They lean away from them, but so I don't think there's a trend there.
Does this change in any way what your plan for Connor Hellebuyck was, or were you planning on probably running him for a good while here anyways?
I was going to look hard at game two or three of this three games in 5 days of getting him out of it. But it wouldn't have been on fatigue. I mean, we've played one game in our last five. We're going to take days off in there. I mean, it's as good a schedule as you'll ever find to run one guy. So we're fortunate in that situation. We're not going to get, you know, we don't have a back-to-back for a couple of weeks. And even then, we've been home for almost a month, so we should be rested.
And then just on, I think you said last week, Steve Mason, or maybe it was the beginning of this week, that Steve Mason had started skating very lightly. Has anything changed there?
No, in and out, right? So he'll skate one day, and then we'll keep him off the next. It's just a real longer curve on second concussion in a short period of time.
And then last one from me, but can you just take us through, you'd left the door open about possibly keeping Blake Wheeler at center. Obviously, he's going to start on the wing here. What was is that more you're happy with what Andrew Kopp and Nick Petan have provided?
And I wouldn't be dropping Blake into those two roles either if I left them in the middle, and I don't want and Scheif and Little. In order for me to consider it harder, we would have had to have a fairly healthy lineup on the wings as well, so there was enough for everybody to play with. Blake going into the middle now is kind of a place that we can go if we need to, but I'll put him back there. Those two guys have such good chemistry. So I think, and Mark was definitely going into center ice when he came back. I wouldn't change his position. So it's there, and I don't think it's a place that we need to go to right away. But we got a guy who goes down in the middle. Now at least we feel we had some options. For a while we didn't, but Kopp can go in and out. And there's always the Matty Perreault could go to the middle. That's the last option for us, but we've got center iceman now.
In fact, you've got concussions to two backup goaltenders. Does that put that issue on that position on the radar then as the trade deadline approaches?
I don't think we think them that they're going to be that significant.
Okay.
But we don't know, so that's the facts. We can't tell how far. We can think we know, but we don't.
So the next 2-3 weeks will be pretty important for that, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm. Surviving without Scheifele, guys like Jack Roslovic had a hand in that too.
All of them.
Yeah. So now Jack, you know, has to take a lesser role with Mark back. How do you have that conversation with him? He's been real.
I didn't even have a conversation with him.
Just happens.
That's the way that works.
Yeah.
So, all of those guys. When you look at the, we don't talk a lot about it because we don't need to in the room. But we've had a big number of important people go down, especially at center ice, and we've had young players come in and play very well, and then get elevated into high minute positions and do a real good job for us. The difference, really, most of these young guys, yeah, they're going to get a little stronger and they'll get a little faster, so they'll physically improve. But, you know, Cal Connor's probably not skating much faster in 3 years. He's already at that threshold. For all of these young players, it's consistency. So what's worked well for us, we've got enough of them that when somebody hit that 3 or 4 game stretch where it wasn't going for them anymore, there was somebody else that was able to come in and take that. And any of the players that we've played, let's say in a lesser role, Jack may be a little different situation, but they've still gotten power play time, and they still produced, right? They still put pucks in the net and scored big goals from the third or the fourth line. So there's value in what they're doing. They didn't go to the fourth, play 2 minutes, and feel like they might as well. So I don't think any of you would have asked the question, are we still developing him? You know, now he's playing on the fourth. Does it make any sense to keep him? There were valuable minutes there and important pieces to our team.
Blake gives credit to everyone on the team except himself for doing what you guys have done without Mark in the lineup. Can you speak to the importance of the role that he played in allowing you guys to survive?
He's a Hart Trophy candidate for me this year. He has been that good. To come out of position into a place that you haven't played well, and almost all of our numbers got actually better, especially the defensive side of the puck. I don't know if that's going to be 100% true on absolute goals for and against, but certainly in all the measures that we have on what we give up in a game, we've played some of our best hockey in the year because he is just, and I think, and you guys can check, right around the time Mark went down, he was sitting around third or fourth, or in that first week after Mark went down, he was sitting around third or fourth and scoring. That's important to these guys, right? They want to produce, and he's dropped to 12th. But he never came out and he never cheated once, right? He never looked at that as this is all I do. He took on the captain's role on a team that had a bunch of injuries, got out to the kids, drove them, but helped them. And we survived this because of him and his leadership. It's a team game. We've needed these other people to come in and do a job. But they came into a place with a real strong captain, sacrificing his game for us to win hockey, so they had a great leader to watch.
So how freeing will it be for him to move back to the position he knows with the strong...
Well, it's going to be interesting. The minutes are completely different, right? He's a really, really fit guy. And center ice, you spend a lot more consistently. He's going to have lots of energy on that wing. And I think he got to the point that he didn't mind playing center. I don't think he cares where he plays anymore. But what Blake is really good at is puck control in the offensive zone, creating chaos with that size and that speed. He can hang on to it. They had very little of it over the last month. You know, they didn't spend nearly as much time. That's really his strength. He doesn't delay through the neutral zone and toe drag guys. You know, this is all a direct forward game, and Mark is good at that too. So the two of them, now he gets back and he can play the game that he enjoys playing. So I think he's looking forward to that. Spend a little time in the other team's end.
You said that you would consider moving him back to center. What conditions would have to exist for you to want to make that move?
You know what? That's a really good question. And the answer to it would entail failure, maybe in some or part of other players. So we'll just leave it. The basic answer is if I thought we would be a better hockey team, if I could structure the wings to make us a better hockey team with him at center and not cost us minutes from good players that had to get dropped down because of it. And we had some strength in the middle. If everybody was healthy and we had to consider Blake Wheeler as a centerman, that'd be a very dominant center ice in my mind. The question is, could the wings support it?
The injuries to Lowry and Tanev, the one constant on the third line has been Kopp. What can you say about his game from the time that you comes in and gets a point in his first ever National Hockey League game, which was a lifetime ago, I guess, but his progress to where he is now?
In his first year, he rarely made the video. It's a fourth line center, and those guys usually they're not playing with players that can carry him. And the center ice position is one that's really detailed, and there's lots to learn. And he never made the video. Like, he was just right. Not a lot of production there. And he's just continued on that path. He doesn't make many mistakes. I still like him better on the wing. We've need him at middle. And it's not that his middle isn't good. He's just, he does a really nice job of getting on pucks, controlling pucks in the offensive zone. Where I'm hoping is, we think there's some offense there, but he seems to have embraced the role and understands. You're not going out just to check a line. You're going out to play in the other team's end against their best. So there's very little room for risk in their game when how they move the puck. And a player that wants to put up numbers for that next contract sometimes struggles with that. He's embraced it. The puck's got to get deep. You put it toward the net instead of kicking it back into the slot. Your risk is real low on those guys. You finish checks. You block shots. You do all the hard things. And he's embraced that. And I think that... it's maturity. He's a mature man. He's a mature pro, very fit. And I think having Matt Hendricks in here and comes into our room, and I think that if you will, the bottom six view this themselves more now as a really important piece of our team than maybe they would have in the past.
Well, yeah, he's not happy with the four goals, obviously, but right. The number that is, it's maybe unique, is that it's like a plus 12 with only 16 points. I mean, that says a lot about the dual role.
Absolutely. Right, so you go out even or better against the other team, and we've lost Adam at times, and we've had Brandon there, and we've had Joel there, so we've had some moving parts on that line, but he's been very consistent. He just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He just doesn't make the video very often. When it does, you're surprised by it, because he's a very consistent, conscientious player.
Paul, Andrew Kopp, on that line, you know, he's him and a number of guys haven't exactly had the traditional start to the professional right. Hockey League. You come in, you're kind of given a lot,
yep.
Taken away, and now you're kind of back to or getting to a position that right. You kind of started with. With Andrew, I just feel like, you know, there's a change in a lot of guys go to the off season and they worry about, you know, adding weight to yep. Lose the scoring touch. Andrew looks, I don't want to say significantly bigger, but bigger. Yeah. This year, is there a certain thing that he's done? Or
no, I think he was a thick-framed man to start. Like even as a, but that's now almost 4 years ago, and he's got a bit of that football background in terms of how they train. Right, lifting would have been part of his training coming up. So I've always thought he was a thick guy. He's just now growing. He's clearly a very strong, very powerful man.
But on that line of the idea of, you know, kind of given a lot, taken away. Do you feel like some of the younger guys here are battle tested differently than maybe?
I would agree with you that we had, you know, almost all of them came in and got more than necessarily the performance said they had earned yet. But they really didn't become entitled. So they got more, and then our team gets a little bit better, and they're smart enough to look around and see that the competition gets a little bit higher. So they probably don't agree with me, but because everybody wants more. The veteran guys want more ice time. But they were smart enough to look around that they understood it. So if you're not, you know, you come in and you're not getting on the second line, well, you get it, because those other two guys right there that are playing ahead of me are pretty darn good players. And when we've dropped a player down, they're still playing meaningful minutes, so they're not, you know, 3 minutes a night and my career is over. And the guys that have gone up have done a pretty good job. So they got more, all of these kids probably got more than they had earned when they came in, and we had 2 years like we did, and there was a lot of inconsistency. And then we get a little bit stronger now. They're smart enough to figure out how that works.
So last one for me. Blake is obviously a clear driver on your team. You know, one of those guys that is able to take a guy like Jack Roslovic, a Kyle Connor, and make them better players. How important was it to make sure that he was back with Mark, although Mark was playing – obviously at a high level before he was injured, just so that transition, you didn't have to have Mark any kind of creeping doubts into Mark's mind and that he was able to play with a guy who you knew was going to drive.
It wasn't for Mark, but it said A players want to play with A players and drivers want to go with guys that'll drive with them. And the kids that played with Blake were really good. Maybe not consistently really good because we moved some people in and around, but at some point you need somebody else there driving with you on a consistent basis. That's why the two work so well. Blake has a real impact on the way Mark plays the game. How Mark's able to move the puck has an impact on what Blake can produce. So there's a real good fit there from the coach's point of view that they both get what they need from each other.
You went 11-2-3 without Mark.
Yeah, we're trading him.
Surprise you?
Yes.
Surprise
you did. Yeah, you take out, and we had Lowry in and out at that time. It surprises me, so from the time it happened, because we didn't know, we thought Blake would do a good job in that middle. We'd seen it a couple of games. We knew he would try real hard, but we didn't know that, and how could you, that he would be as good as he was in the middle. But you take two of the top three centers off any team, that record is good if everybody's healthy, let alone that challenge. But two guys went in, right? So Wheels goes in there, and then Andrew Kopp went in, and they've been fantastic.
And you have to guard against an exhale now that Mark's back?
I don't think so. I'm not anticipating one. I'm really not. When I watched Little's line practice today, they practice hard. They've got something good going there. And I think Kopp and Connor have that relationship. Joel's a real good player. Everybody here still, you know, Patan's going to play as hard as he can tomorrow. And you know Roslovic, there might be something there too, because I like the way they practice today. So there's enough that players are excited about. A little bit of that competition, right? This lineup's good, and we're going to have good players coming back at some point, and so the fight's on.